We call this the Miguel Show Uncensored.
Oh, we got the music today.
Yes, girl, we got the music for the Miguel Show Uncensored. This is where we talk about all things that are awkward. I was making sure the music, is it? Hold on. We're doing something a little bit new today, so I want to make sure. There we go. Wait a minute. Hold on. There we go. Now we got music.
Okay. Are you sure?
I think so.
All right.
All right. We'll just see. All right. So anyway, this is what we call the Miguel Show Uncensored, where we talk about everything in our lives going on after a very emotional Uncensored podcast last week, where we talked about Holly and your... Can you even say the word yet? Do you feel comfortable saying it?
I do. I am going through a divorce, which the more I've had to tell people in my life, the not that it should be easy, but the easier it is to actually say the word. Yeah. So that's okay. I'm okay with it. I'm doing okay.
Are you? Is everything? How was just revealing it on the air last week and then talking about it?
It was overwhelming in a good way because so many people reached out and were just really supportive.
Right.
And so that was an amazing feeling. And it's one of those things where you are dreading actually having to say what it is you're going through. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like, I don't know what I was so nervous about. Mm. Not that it's not a big deal. It is, certainly. But I don't know what I was expecting. It was really great, though, for all the people that emailed me, messaged me, reached out in some form. Mm-hmm. Even a couple of my old friends from the past that I didn't, like, we are old afternoon guy way, way back in the day in the Island 106 days, reached out, Kato. Wow. And you just never know who's going to like come out of the woodwork and just be there for you. So it was really nice. Like, I've had some friends that were like, you going to be good? You all right? Hit me up if you need me. I'm like, I won't. Thank
you. Like, thank you. Not with a response like that.
No, but it is what it is. It's an interesting, it's interesting to see how people react, I guess, to news like that. But for the most part, it's been really humbling.
I'm curious, and I wasn't even planning on going down this direction, but last week after everything happened on our sister station, Mike Calta pulled me in the studio to ask me about something else, and then your divorce came up, and then he was like, well, there's some guys in the building that want to date Holly. They think she's hot.
I don't think he said they want to date Holly.
I know. Well, they said they want to bang you.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said.
I think that's the word, the correct phrase, bang you. Are you at all close to wanting to date? Is that anywhere in your realm right now?
I'm not sure.
No?
I think it could be eventually here in the near future if I was... I don't even know.
You don't. I don't know. I will tell you, you're not ready.
I don't think so.
Just from looking at you just now, as you were trying to struggle through that question, you're not.
No. I don't know really what that even means.
Yeah.
Really.
I know, right? It's.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know exactly. Like it's not. I think from knowing people that have gone through it, it takes sometimes 6 months to a year to really sort of. First, be sort of over the grieving process of a marriage. And then secondly, to even think about entertaining the thought of letting someone enter back into your life in that sort of way.
That's a whole different, there's two different things there too. Like letting someone in, I like to see the actual me. I'm going to have a really big issue with that, I think, moving forward.
Oh yeah.
Because there's like trust issues and there's like, I'm a very weird, complex person. Mm. So I don't know if anybody even wants to get into that. And I don't know if I would be even willing to let them because I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Oh.
So I don't know. However, I'm real curious about who he's talking about in the building.
Mike Calta, who's looking at you. Producer Jared, do you know? Because you used to work on The Bone.
I don't know if it's going to be on The Bone, though.
No. Oh, you think it could be someone else?
It could be.
Are these people that are single that want to bang Holly?
See, I don't know. That I'm not sure about. There might be non-single people that want to bang you.
Oh, my God. I just, like, you know, once people say that, then you're like, that's crazy. But who is it, though?
what would happen if, like, Chad and Christy both saw you in the hall and gave you a wink?
Oh! Chad and Christy from Magic 94.9, they'd be like, hey,
no, I would go ahead and shut that down.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I'm not. I don't want to get into all
what?
That.
You don't want with old Chad and Krista, no. girl? Come on, girl.
There's nothing. They are lovely people.
Listen, they're a married couple. Yeah, they are. You can listen to some NSYNC playing in the background from their station.
There's nothing wrong with that. But
yeah,
I mean,
girl.
Not with that, no.
Come on, you can get some lesbian action going on. I'm just saying, Holly, this could fulfill a few things that you've been wanting to do in your life. So, I mean, it's a new beginning.
I'm very particular.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay,
hey, what about Nick Van Cleave from the Eagle? Hey.
Okay.
Get some Journey playing in the background.
No offense to Nick Van Cleave, but he reminds me of my dad. Like, that would be a terrible situation.
I'm just saying, these are things that we need to think about. But, Producer Jared, you worked on The Bone.
Do
you know who Mike Calta was talking about when he said that? Was he said there were three guys?
Did he say that?
He said there was more than one guy.
Mm-hmm. That wanted to bang Holly.
That's crazy to me. Like, I don't even know. That's crazy to me.
Who?
I don't
Producer
know.
Producer Jared, who is it?
I don't know.
Are you lying to me?
I'm not lying.
He's probably lying.
I wish I knew.
He's lying to protect the innocent.
Okay, Producer Jared, since you used to work on that station,
okay.
You have to find out.
Oh, I can try to find out.
I want to know who wants to bang Holly. Then I want to bring them on here and have her have them tell her face-to-face, them looking you straight in the eyeballs.
No! That's horrible.
No, why is that horrible?
I will not do that. No way.
No, we need to figure this out.
You don't have to do anything. They have to do it.
Like, way, way down the road, like, what if I want to hook up with one of them? And then they would have been made uncomfortable.
No, at least you would know. Girl, it's guys. They don't care. You're not. Okay, you're thinking if they brought you in here to do that, then you would be weirded out.
Yeah,
but these are guys. Like, they just want to get it in. They don't care if they're embarrassed or
not. Well, not if I
want to
do it now.
No.
Though we're not going to bring Spanish on here.
No.
Noted. I just find this whole process to be so weird, like so weird. And I still want to, you know, be vigilant of like careful about what I'm saying and who, like, it's just hard. It's hard because there's so many parties involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still curious though.
Okay. Well, Holly, we received an email last week about you.
Oh, really?
For the Uncensored podcast.
Okay.
Let me pull it up here. This is from Max. Okay.
Oh.
This is from Max. He goes, I have a request.
Okay.
I would like to hear Holly do a traffic update in the style of Mimi, the traffic cougar. If you don't know what that means, ask the afternoon traffic woman, Mimi, the real traffic cougar in the building. She's the best. I think of all people, you would appreciate it the most, Max. I don't know why he said I would appreciate it the most.
I don't know.
But Max, I appreciate it. So Holly,
what does that mean?
Well, first let's go back in time a little bit. Back in the day before we were on Hot 101.5 during Jade's show here, they had Mimi the Traffic Cougar.
Yeah,
and she used to do basically like a sexy traffic report. Isn't that right, Jared?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, so she would like do all sorts of like, you know, ooh, you're going up and down the Howard Franklin, and you know, I don't even know.
Is
like,
that what she said, or was it just the traffic report done sexy?
No, it was just the traffic report.
She threw some sexy words on there.
Oh.
She did. So Holly, I've had Producer Jared write out a traffic report.
Oh my god!
Right here.
Wow, you really were prepared because I was about to say I don't even know.
Yeah, no, I wanted to make sure that this was real good. Now, what I'm curious about right now. If this is drowning us out, Holly, I want you to prepare in your head, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Prepare in your head. Hold.
Thank you, Jared.
You have to sound sexy.
All right, Holly. So now we just handed you the paper. Now, are you ready to premiere Holly's sexy traffic report?
I feel like it needs to be darker in here.
Sorry, this is as much as the lights go off. All right, Holly, so in your sexy voice, this is by request of Miguel Show family member Max.
Is this really, or did you just want me to do this?
No, I promise you. Look, this is an actual email we have from Max.
Okay.
This is Max. And like I said, you can always send us an email or request. I'll make it happen. Miguel at hot1015tampabay.com. All right, Holly, go ahead. Do your sexy traffic report.
Okay, gotta get into it. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. It's Holly with your sexy traffic on the Miguel Show Uncensored. Traffic is rough as you lay your tires to that asphalt.
Why are Jared's glasses steaming up right now?
Stop it. Okay, wait.
Why'd your eyes get so big, Jared?
Here's a handy tip for you. The Howard Franklin is backed up, so you'll be biting your lip as you come over the hump. Wait, I gotta find another good one. Your average speed through downtown is 69, where it's balled up around Ybor City. And remember to watch out as things will get thick near the airport as they erect a new sign.
Oh, dear.
This has been Holly with your sexy traffic on The Miguel Show. Uncensored.
Oh, that's gross!
What it do, Max?
Oh, wow.
What's good?
Max, I hope that was good for you. Producer Jared, as a straight guy who doesn't look at Holly like a sister, how was that okay?
It was very good.
Okay. Was it good?
It was very good.
Oh.
Nervous Jared got nerfed.
Hand check. Producer Jared.
Yes.
Don't worry. Now you have to.
Oh,
awesome.
Oh, yay.
You have to do it, Producer Jared.
What's up, Miguel?
Oh.
It's sexy time traffic on The Miguel Show. Uncensored.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm ready for this.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm actually reading what I wrote now. Here's a handy tip as you come across the Gandy.
Oh.
Things are going to get a little hot. I'm going off the cuff now.
Please don't stop.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
As there's no submissive drivers, it's all dominant as we take control unimpeded.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Give me one more.
One more?
Okay. One more.
You want one more, Miguel? Things are getting bumper to bumper.
Oh, my God.
Producer Jared.
I can't do this.
Here, give me that paper.
Okay.
Go, Miguel.
I'm going to try.
Please.
Because I'm not good at sounding sexy at all.
I can't either.
No. All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. I can't. Don't look at me in the face. Okay. Also, I keep laughing. Don't look at me.
Okay.
All right. What's up? It's Miguel with your sexy traffic. On The Miguel Show Uncensored, baby. Yeah. Traffic is rough as you lay your ass down with them tires to the asphalt. Your average speed through downtown is 69. Where it's balls deep around at Ybor City.
Okay, that's not even an innuendo. You just said it was ball deep. Okay.
And remember to watch out as things will get thick near the airport as they erect a new sign. This has been Miguel with your sexy traffic on The Miguel Show Uncensored.
It was like Uncle Creepy with the traffic.
Why was it just creepy?
I don't know how men are supposed to have like a sexy like voice. Like,
I can't.
I think you have to have like a deep voice to do it.
I guess.
Because I don't know how men have it. Because I don't have like a sexy voice. Like,
well, I would say 9 times out of 10, when you're looking to a sexy voice, it's going to have to go to a woman. But like, there are guys that can pull it off.
Holly, I want you to come on over here and. Touch
now you can't.
Booty.
No.
Wait, okay. Wait. No, here I got it.
No,
I got it.
Okay.
No. Okay, everybody, close your eyes.
Okay.
All Producer right. Jared, Holly, close your eyes.
I
right.
know you, and I can't get past.
I know.
That.
Just listen. Okay. I'm gonna walk over there. I'm gonna put my hands on your shoulder. And go down, down, as far down as possible. And then I'm going to get over there to those butt cheeks.
Okay, I can't. You know what? I don't want to.
You like that?
No,
you like that?
I didn't. I
talk to me sexy, bitch!
It sounded like an audiobook.
Yes, it did. It sounded like a bad reading. Like, I don't know that I've ever There's only been like a guy or two in my life that I've heard that I'm like, that is a sexual voice. Mm. I would put that challenge out to anybody in this building even. I'm not sure like what you would consider
a sexy man voice.
Yeah, you'd have to really give it a good go.
I wonder like a Barry White where it's like, hey girl.
Deeper, I think deeper usually is sexy. But I think that like a baritone, like a mid-tone could be sexy too. If it has a good edge, I don't know. I'd have to hear it.
Well, there you go. Max, there's your... You got more than you asked for.
Really, see, that's what happens. When you ask for things, you don't just get what you ask for. You get everything.
Exactly. Well, if there's anything you want us to do or talk about, email me, Miguel at hot1015tampabay.com. I have one quick thing before we head out that I kind of wanted to bring to the table. Because my ex, Steven, that we talked about, we were together, and it was last for like a month, and then he... was like, you know, I'm so overwhelmed. There's just so much stuff going on in my life right now. And so we broke up, and I haven't spoken with him since those text messages were exchanged. And that was, what, like 3 weeks ago, I think?
Yeah.
Well, he is going overseas for a month, November 17th. And so I saw, like, this weekend, he had, like, a few going-away gatherings and whatnot. And actually, because Saturday night, we had our station night out, where it was all of us here on the show, and then DJ Eakin and Chase and some people, some support staff for the station, we all went out. Well, I think it was around midnight, Holly, you left. Producer Jared had left a little bit earlier, and so everyone else was staying at downtown St. Pete at $5, and I was going to get in an Uber and then go to Enigma, where all my friends were, the gay place. Well, I'm sitting out there waiting for the Uber to come, and I'm on Central, and I look over to my left, and sitting at Del Mar is him and, like, a bunch of his other friends, I guess, for a going-away party. Now, I was already tipsy, so I wasn't acting like my normal self, where I feel like normally I would have walked over there and been like, you know, hey, everybody, because I know his friends, and be like, hey, nice to see you, Melissa, yada, yada. Well, good luck on your travels. Good to see you. And then as soon as, because the Uber was, like, 2 minutes away, so that would be a perfect exit to be like, all right, okay, bye. I've said my byes. But I almost jumped in the bushes behind me be like, I don't want to see him. Hell no, I don't want to say nothing to that bitch.
Okay.
And so, because I was drunk. Well, I thought about it. Like, I, you know, the Uber came after I had to get out of the bushes and wipe leaves off myself. And, you know, and the night continued on. Well, it got me thinking, like, should I reach out and just send, like, a good luck text? Because he's going to overseas. He's going to Africa. He's going to Ghana, where, like, his mom, like, everyone's worried because, I mean, he is a gay guy going to a country where gay people are not accepted at all, where they want to outlaw being gay, you know? And so I am worried about him from a human being standpoint. And so should I send a sort of text to be like, hey, you know, good luck, be safe, have fun, you know, because my whole, in my head this whole time, I've been thinking that, like, after he gets back, we're going to see each other. Like, I've purposely been avoiding the places I know he goes, because there's a place I go all the time where he doesn't go. And so I've been avoiding it because I was like, I just don't, I'm not ready. I just don't want to get into that right now. But I was like, by the time he gets back, I'll be over it, moved on. It will have been 4 months. You know, we were together for fucking...
That's the first one of the show.
Uncensored.
I know, right? I know. I'm sorry.
We're supposed to be saying it more fucking often.
I know.
So
that just, shit is unapproved.
Jeez.
And so, should I reach out and say something, or should I just be like, hope you don't die? Bye.
Jared, what do you think?
I've never been the one to reach out afterwards. Like, my ex before, my girlfriend went now, like, right after we broke up, she graduated from, like, whatever alternative college-y thing she was doing. And I was like, I knew, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I have a really hard time with this because part of me is like the altruistic, want to always wish people well. And so that part of me would be like, you know what? You might as well. Like, right. Just in the essence of being a good human. But then the other part of me is like, fuck that bullshit.
Oh,
and
my.
I have a really hard time putting that bitch in a cage. So I don't know. Like, that part of me tends to win out a lot, where when I feel really hurt, I get real angry.
Right.
And so that sort of is my mask and my anger. And so
I mean, because
I don't know. I would say no. My anger side would win out, and I would be like, nope, not sending you shit.
See, because, you know, I mean, Holly and I, to be candid, when we left Panama City, we had a third co-host. And when we were offered this job, we had to leave that co-host in Panama City. Mm-hmm. And there was some behind-the-scenes stuff that went down that was not very nice and not very friendly towards Holly and I. And Holly and I had lots of discussions on how to deal with everything. And
I didn't know we were going here, but yes, we did. Yeah,
but, like, my sort of route I always took was be the bigger person at the end of the day. And this is with everything in life. You know, when you look back in 5 years, do you want to be the person that was remembered as being, like, mad and lashed out, where it didn't really get anything done? Or do you just want to move on with the positive stuff in your life? Whereas Holly was like, let's get down and dirty. Like, I want to tell some people off. And I was like, well, that's not really going to do anything.
Right. And you were right. So I didn't. And, but the problem is, I still feel anger.
Mm.
So maybe it really didn't do any good in the first place.
What do you mean, to not say anything?
Yeah.
But do you feel like if you would have said something, you would have felt better?
No, probably not. So it's good. It's best that I just, here's what's best. Mm-hmm. I just keep it in myself and I've moved on.
But when do you let go? Or is it different for everyone?
I cannot answer that. Mm. I don't know.
Is there a situation from your past where you didn't? Okay, I know, Holly, like your stepdad.
Uh-huh.
You reserved lots of anger for him growing up.
Yeah.
Did you ever lash out at him later on in life to let him know?
Well, I sometimes lash out in that moment, like right. when we were living together and everything. But to be absolutely honest with you, like, he has died. Mm-hmm. And so obviously he's not an issue anymore. But right. I still feel anger about some of that stuff.
So even to this day, even though he's gone, you can't look back and be like, well, that was the past. It's gone. You know, he's passed on. I don't need to, like, be angry about it. You still hold on. You still have that anger there?
Yeah, because I think it stems from a place of hurt, and I'm still hurt.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know. I really don't.
I think.
And, like, maybe that's just something wrong with me, and I have come to realize that.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I just think that everyone's different. I think that. Because I think you're more like my mom, where, like, my mom can't get over stuff. Like, when somebody has affected her and they've made her mad, mm-hmm. like, there is no getting over it. I mean,
but here's the thing, though. I know people in my life that have actually said, I never forgive and I never forget. And mm-hmm. I don't want to be that person because right. that doesn't do any good.
Right.
But the problem, I guess what I struggle with is that maybe it's because I have such deep running emotions. Like, I feel things so deeply. Is that, like, if... So I guess it's a good thing. Like, if you ever get down into that part of me where I feel it deep, mm-hmm. like, and if you wound slash hurt that part, I don't know how to fix it. I don't have right. the coping skills to, like, to heal myself from that part without, like, a conversation with that person. And so since I never had the conversation with my stepdad,
right.
that I couldn't get past it. Here's something that I could get past.
Mm-hmm.
Our old co-host Kramer, like, I fucking hated that bitch.
Yeah, you did.
Like, with a deep love, like the hatred of a thousand suns, I hated that bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm over it.
But you two talked about it since then, right?
Yeah.
And do you think that helped? Because you were able, like, y'all haven't had, like, a deep discussion about it.
No.
But you've been able to, in a jokingly manner, you know, be
We've
like.
We've addressed it. We've
yeah,
addressed
you've
it.
You've talked about it.
Maybe that's the key.
So for you, you need to be able to talk about it. You need to be able to process it, which makes sense because, Holly, you are a very communicative person.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to, like, put it on the table and say, this is what it is. Now I can settle it up and move on.
Right. And I need to have the other person at least a little bit understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
Because that's, like, the one big frustration that I cannot ever get past is if I'm, like, putting out my whatever it is and mm-hmm. people don't, it's, like, bouncing off.
Right.
I might as well go jump off a cliff.
Right.
So I guess the thing is, at some point, if I ever want to get over it, we're going to have to talk about it.
Interesting.
Maybe that's the only thing that really can help me get past that. Because otherwise, it's just, I don't know how to do, like, you're really good at this, Miguel. I don't know how to let myself just let it go.
Let it roll off.
Because, like, I can, in my everyday life, just not think about it or, like, pretend it doesn't exist. And that's what I do. I, like, mask it. I pretend it doesn't exist. That's the only way that I can deal with, like, that kind of deep pain is just to eventually, like, it hurts so much that I have to start forgetting it's there.
Right.
And I forget. And then, like, I actively make myself actually forget pieces of my life because I'm, like, it's too painful. But if... it's still there, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Still buried somewhere. Wow. So unless I at least get a little bit of understanding or, you know, from somebody or can talk it out, then...
then it's still there. It's just burdened still.
Yeah.
I'm complete opposite.
I know, so which I would love it if I could do that. Like, if you can just make peace with yourself.
I think I learned a long time ago when I was in middle school and elementary school when people used to say very hurtful things to me that I couldn't let it... I couldn't let it fester inside because I remember they put me in like a group therapy thing when I was in like seventh grade with these other boys. And I think I remember consciously sitting there because one of them was like that smelly boy too.
Oh,
and I remember
I
just sitting in that little room and be like, oh God, I'm going to die from his stank girl. but I remember sitting there and being like, my God, like they are so angry. And I mean, this was sixth grade, so I was 11 years old. I remember consciously thinking, that's going to eat them alive because they can't get rid of the stuff. And I was like, I don't want to be that person where it's just festering inside.
I'm that type of person.
You let it fester inside?
I don't forget anything. I mean, I look at everything as motivation, though, and that's why I don't.
Right. I do that too, Jared, because that it helps fuel me sometimes where I'm going to be like, I will actively do my absolute hardest and then some to make life better for myself. So it helps in a way. Maybe.
I mean, it does. I mean, I hold on to everything, though. Like, the reason I push myself so hard is because of the people that have been like, fuck you, you can't do something.
Right.
Whether that's family, friends, coworkers, that's the way I hold on to it. Because I look at now everyone as like, well, fuck you, guess what I'm doing now?
Right? You're like, I showed you!
I mean, I do let stuff, like, completely just burn up what everything I have. But, I mean... and I don't talk to people about stuff. I'm one of those people, I have to process it myself before everything's okay.
That makes sense. Maybe this would help for you and I, people like you and I. If we didn't bring it up with those people, because maybe let the past be in the past. They probably don't care.
Yeah, they've moved on already.
Exactly.
They've moved on. If we could just write out, because, and this comes from Brené Brown, that author of a couple books I like, and I remember it's something just clicked, where if you can get down to the very base of, like, why you're having such a visceral reaction, like, if you can get down to that place where you're like, here's what hurts me so much about that, and be honest with it. Like, you know, this person, and, like, this situation happened, and this, but really at the base, it made me feel like, I wasn't good enough or that I showed them who I was and I thought that they wanted me, but they didn't, or like whatever it is that hurt is based in. And you can just write it out, even if it's like a letter to that person that you never send.
Yeah, so I did. I've done that.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, I had like a 4-page long note in my phone of how much I hate you.
Oh.
And you stupid fat son of a bitch. I hope your show gets canceled and all this other stuff.
Hey, well.
Dang. And did that help at all?
Not really, no.
No.
You know what? Never mind.
Well, because I sometimes I wonder, like, because Holly and I talk about this sort of stuff all the time, and we always wonder if you sort of access that sort of thinking. I think that stuff helps, but if you don't, it's sort of like when I talk
maybe
about...
Maybe for
like,
me it would help, but Jared it wouldn't.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, probably
like,
not.
Yeah,
right.
Like I think you have to find whatever avenue that is that you can live in that'll help whatever it is that you're trying to get over. Because for some people, those sort of self-help, you know, life coaching type of affirmations that you have to do and to tell yourself, it may help someone like me or Holly. But then for Jared, he's like, well, that's fucking stupid. I'm not going
right,
to do that.
Right, yeah.
You know, so you have to find whatever it is for you. Yeah. And maybe it is, you know, every day when you wake up and you're like, you know what? I'm fucking tired and I'm part-time, but you know what? I'm proving such and such wrong that they told me I couldn't do it.
Right.
And I'm fucking doing the damn thing. Yeah. And so everybody has to find their different things.
True.
So I think, okay. So with that being said, I think that I probably will send a text to Steven and just to say, because I feel like for me, that'll be like, you know what? I'm okay. I wanted him to know a little bit that I was hurt because I felt like the whole time that we were together, I never felt any emotion from him. Like, I never felt any sort of... This reminds me of when I was in church back in the day, and they used to always say that God would rather for you to be hot or cold and not just lukewarm. And I felt about, you know, his love. Mm-hmm. Like, if you hate him, hate him. If you love him, but just don't kind of waver and be back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt that way when Stephen and I were together, that it was so, like, lukewarm. Like, some days it'd be like, ooh, Miguel. And then some days it'd be like, who are you? What's right. going on?
Ooh.
And so I feel like I purposely, you know, haven't talked to him because I wanted him to be like, do you feel any emotion? Like, know that I was hurt. Know something.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of over it now, and I'm just like, whatever, and I still feel for him as a human being and his well-being. So I think for me that'll be a good sort of like chapter-closing thing to be like, all right, good luck. I'll see you when you get back.
That's good. See, the altruistic part of me is like, do that. You should definitely do that because that helps express your truth. Like I was saying, like I, for me, that it would be best. Like if I could tell somebody like, you know, hey, you really hurt me.
No.
But then you can, well, I'm not, you know. Maybe you're not at a place where you can move on yet, but it seems like you are.
Yeah. I mean, I think I am. I mean, I think the fact that, you know, I've, you know, had conversations with other guys and have sort of, you know, sort of scooped myself back up.
Yeah. You're in a good place.
Yeah. You know, yeah, somewhat, you know, yeah. But I'm like, you know, I've moved on. It's fine. Whatever. So I think I will do that just to be like, you know, good luck. And I think I'll do it like the day before he leaves because I'm not trying to like see him or hang out or anything.
True.
I'm not at that point.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
But
there's only so much a person can take. Like, you can only be so nice for so long.
It is. Well, and you know, I feel like my whole life, everyone's always been like, ooh, Miguel, you always so nice and you take so much. There's going to be a day that you break. And I really don't think so. I mean, like, because I literally, when stuff happens to me after a while, it just rolls off me. Mm-hmm. And I've just, and maybe it's because I've had to deal with so much stuff in my life that if I let it affect me, I would be a crazy person.
Right.
And so
I just don't understand that. I don't grasp it.
I don't know. I wish I could tell you, like, all the stuff that, you know, Holly, you and I went through with some of the people that we went through it with. I mean, I could see myself, well, there's one person in particular I wouldn't, but there are most people I would be able to be like, all right, whatever. It's fine. Like,
right.
I'm over it. I've moved on.
I guess I can actually do that with almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one that you're talking about in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Like I actually don't really care about him or his well-being.
No, I agree too.
Not care less.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really, I don't have any emotion tied to that.
Yeah.
But it's the people that I have emotion tied to deep mm-hmm. down. That's where like the pain comes from.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is. Where, like, that worries me about you, though, because it's like where, like, somewhere you get hurt. What do you do with that hurt?
I don't know. I think maybe what it, I don't know. I don't know. Like, there's, maybe those are the little parts of me where I get, like, sad and I can't really, like, put my finger on why. Maybe that's what it is.
Like, it's just coming out somewhere.
Yeah, like, I have this sadness that's sort of, like, always been an undertone of my life.
Right.
Out of all the positivity that I put out. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But it's not, like, a conscious thing that I have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe one day I'll kill people.
I hope not. Please.
You just took a turn.
Let's not kill people.
Okay, all right.
So,
well,
I freaking could talk about this all day long.
I know.
And that's what I just want to talk about this shit with people.
I know. Maybe we'll do part two next week on the podcast. Okay. All right. I think, and also too, just as a programming note, if you will, we probably will start doing the podcast on Tuesdays because I feel like Mondays are always like a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's pretty hectic.
Yeah, it's hard for us to get the podcast recorded. So we'll probably start doing it on a Tuesday. Right now, so we'll just set that up.
Okay.
All right, cool. Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly.
Do it sexy voice.
Radio Holly. I promise I'm not like a horrible vindictive bitch 98% of the time.
No, you're not.
I just have issues, you know?
Holly, everyone has issues.
See, this is what happens. Now I feel guilty I said all that.
No, but everyone has issues. Everyone is working through their own shit. Everyone.
You should really still find me though, Radio Holly. I really try to be positive. I post some good positive memes on my Instagram, y'all, and a picture of my kid, but really I was showing off my sexy bikini body, so go look at it. Okay.
I saw that too. I was like, yeah. Bitch, I see you.
Uh-huh.
I see you. She's
everybody
like,
does.
Look at my little girl. Yep. And look at my body.
You know, I was fishing for those last
girl, I saw you.
Oh, man.
Producer Jared, what's all your information?
It is at Nervous Jared on Twitter, at Nervous Jared on Instagram, where I posted also bikini pics of myself.
And then
it's Producer Jared on Snapchat, which nobody Snapchats me. So
We need to fix that. And you can also join the, I love it, hashtag Nervous Nation.
Yeah, the Nervous Nation. You can join that and actually be listening this weekend.
Oh?
Because the Nervous Nation will take over Hot 101.5 sometime on Saturday morning.
Yes! Oh! Do you know what time you're going to be on?
I do not know yet.
Maybe 6 till 8. I feel like that's a free slot.
I know it is one of our free slots. I don't know what else is going on, though.
Okay. Do you know when you'll know?
I want to say I'll probably know hopefully by Wednesday.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow, I guess.
All right. I have an idea.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Cool.
Oh, no.
Oh,
cool. My name is Miguel. All my stuff is Miguel Fuller. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Periscope.
I love it all.
We should Periscope more.
That's a lot of work. Listen, between the Miguel Fuller stuff I have to do and then the Miguel show and then the Hot 101.5 stuff,
yeah, that's a lot.
I don't want nothing else.
Okay, fine.
I'm done. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.